A short prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that we may be encouraged in our walk with you as we hear your word that you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Just setting the scene before we have the reading, because it's part of John chapter 3. But before that, Nicodemus, a Pharisee of the Jewish ruling council, comes to Jesus at night and he says to Jesus, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." And Jesus replies by saying, "No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Now, Nicodemus can't get his head round what he has just heard from Jesus, even though Jesus points out that he is Israel's teacher. Now, John follows this exchange in today's reading.
I'm starting to read at verse 16 of John chapter 3. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its saviour. Those who believe in the Son are not judged, but those who do not believe have already been judged because they have not believed in God's only Son. This is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. All those who do evil things hate the light and will not come to the light because they do not want their evil deeds to be shown up. But those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show what they did was in obedience to God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I wonder, do you recall a time on TV when a person was being interviewed and there was a crowd of people behind them? And there stands in the crowd a person with a sign that just states John 3:16. Now, John 3:16 can be called the gospel, the good news of Jesus in a nutshell. It's all there in that verse. It could be called the golden nugget of scripture. Just to remind you, if you don't remember, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." It's a verse to learn off by heart, a verse to share with others as the gospel. Now, it declares God's love for the world, for its people. This is not a revengeful or a capricious God who's looking to condemn or provide retribution for every single misdemeanor. It is a God of love for the saint and for the sinner. He shows his love by sending his only Son into the world. We have recalled that love over Easter. the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. There is the promise of eternal life for those who believe in Jesus. And a further explanation in verse 17. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn, but to save. This is what was promised in Ezekiel in the Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 to 28. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will be my people and I will be your God. The rest of the verses that we heard in our passage talks about light. Now, scriptures associate God's holiness with light, as in 1 Timothy 6:16. God, who is alone, is immortal, and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. And in 1 John 1:5, he states, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Now, at the start of John's Gospel, John states that the light has come into the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Salvation is to walk in that light. For life without God is to walk in darkness. Now, light refers to the revelation of God's love in Christ, and the penetration of that love into our lives, darkened by sin. Our response to Jesus becomes our judgment, because Jesus is the revelation of God himself. I remember going to a wedding in a village, and the car park was well away from reception, so we had to walk back to the car in the dark after the reception was over. Fortunately, I had a torch, which others were thankful for as they walked with us back to the car. We may have seen a brief light that attracts us. Something about Jesus, and we wanted to find out more. And hopefully in the end, we've made the choice to believe in that light. We may have prayed the prayer, asking Jesus to come into our lives. And what happens when those in the world make a choice to believe? They are transformed into children of God, experiencing the power of the Spirit and living the truth. Such people live righteously because God is at work in them, not because they have a native desire to be godly. But we can be just megaphones if we're not careful, more often than lights. Duncan Campbell states, what the world needs to see is the wonder and beauty of God-possessed personalities, men and women with the life of God pulsating within, who practice the presence of God and consequently make it easy for others to believe in God. Now, Romans 1 verse 7, Paul reminds us Christians that they are called to be saints, not with super piety, but simply a true Christian who is set apart for God, called out into his marvelous light. We are called into the people of God, and that life must show something of the family likeness. As verse 21 at the end of our passage states, whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Doesn't the gloom in the world seem to be heavier and more widespread than ever before? But the light of Christ has never and will never be extinguished. It is up to us to bring that light to others and share Jesus with them. Remember back to John 3:16, the gospel in a nutshell, perhaps to share with others. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And of course, finally, Jesus, who is the light of the world, will come in a blaze of light and take his children home.